Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Karen Cortell Reisman is here. Karen is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. We got her right out of elementary school. She is in charge of the Speak for Yourself program. She's the originator, the founder of all that. She is the author of The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, The Naked Truth About Selling, The 180 Rule for Powerful Presentations, and you get the picture. She's about putting your best foot forward, and she's been helping us do that for a long time. She's our good friend Karen. Welcome back.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here. Can't believe how long I've been on your program.
I know. We got you right out of elementary school. It was great. Hey, Karen. One of the things that I've been talking about for a long time, and I want you to add your wisdom to this, is that I said a long time ago that in this pandemic thing we've been going through. I keep reminding people of what a wise man once said, that the adversity doesn't build character, it creates it. I'm sorry, it doesn't create character, it reveals it. It reveals it. And I said, what it also reveals is leadership or lack of leadership. And the thing that would get us through all this would be leadership, people who would rise up and rise to the occasion and demonstrate their character by being leaders. And that's what you want to talk about today, isn't it?
Right. During these times or during any time, what I want to talk about is the number one strategy to lead during a crisis. And believe it or not, it's empowering others. Mm-hmm. It's about making others or uplifting others in your sphere. And as small business leaders, that is our group that we talk to whenever we get together, Jim. Mm-hmm. We are leaders, and you're entrepreneurs and you're leaders. And what I had a CEO in my office recently during this time, and he says, I'm just not getting anything done. I'm working harder and longer during these pandemic days, and I feel like I'm wasting my time. I said, What are you getting accomplished? He goes, no, I'm getting less done. And I said, really? You're working all the time? Why? He says, I'm spending part of each day talking to everyone in our firm. And I said, tell me more. And he said, it's an email, it's a phone call, it's a group Zoom meeting. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about our clients. I'm trying to get these people, my people, inspired during these challenging times. And I took that conversation. I said, my client's nailing it. This is the number one strategy. It's to empower others. Mm-hmm. And if you can, you have to communicate inspiration, or do you communicate desperation?
Mm-hmm. Also, are you talking about not just delegating, but giving them, as we say, the authority and the responsibility and the authority. Are you talking about that? Are you talking about being willing to, for your people to have an important meeting and you not be there? Things like that?
That's delegation. What I'm thinking about right now is more about listening, spending time with your decision makers in your organization, spending time with your team, and you can even spend time with your clients, just spending time with them as the leader in your organization. Mm-hmm. Spending time empowering others. What does that really mean? What does that mean?
The reason I'd like for you to tell us that, and I'll give you an example, I think, of what you're talking about. I've got clients over this time and sponsors, people I've worked with for years, who we talk every week. And oftentimes it's not even about the business. It's just about things that are on their mind, things that they're concerned about. Dealing with the pandemic and all that sort of thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. It's the right strategy for the long run. He's empowering others. And what does that look like? You're listening to your team, mm-hmm. individually and collectively. You're being empathetic to what's going on in their personal lives and professional lives. Sometimes as the leader, you might just want to get straight to the job at hand. And, of course, we need to right. always mind the store, so to speak. But you don't want to avoid small talk. You want to talk to the people that work for you. You want to communicate hope. And you want to show and share your appreciation. Mm-hmm. And we can talk next segment about how to show and share your appreciation. But these are things that can go missing even on a good day, because people that I was just talking to another client yesterday, Jim, number four on the list, this was a dentist in Wisconsin, and she had some team issues. And I said, you know, your team comes to your office every day to make money. I mean, they're not coming for free, but dollars are number four on the list. Mm-hmm. They keep coming to work because they want to feel empowered. They want to feel recognized. They want to feel like they're part of the decision making. They want to feel like they help make the whole group a better group.
Mm-hmm. I want to stick something in here about customers. You mentioned the clients, and I did too.
Yes.
I like the part about the small talk, because one of the things that I've been telling them for 3 months now is stay close to your customers, even if you don't, especially when you're at a time when they're not buying and you're not selling. Stay close to them, even if they can't do business right now, because if you don't ghost them now, they won't ghost you in September. And I ran into this. I mean, I learned this early on. I was staying away from one particular client. I knew he was so busy, and I thought, well, I won't bother him. The next thing I know, he called me. He said, where you been, man? I've needed to talk to you. I said, what do you want to talk about? He said, I just needed to talk to somebody. And I made a mistake for about a week. I ghosted him for a week, and I didn't realize I was doing it. And I think
that is brilliant, Jim. It's so true. During this time that you might not have people out there buying everything off your shelf, whatever it is you're selling, it's a time to stay in touch.
That's
hey,
right.
I'm here.
Hold on to that thought, Karen. I got to take a quick break. Karen Cortell-Reisman and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about this, especially with our employees, after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.